President John Evans Atta Mills has called on UN member states to redeem their financial commitment to the world body to support troops and police contributing nations. He said though Ghana fully supports ongoing reforms of the UN, there is the need for tripartite consultations involving the Security Council, the Secretariat and troops and police contributing nations. Addressing the 65th UN General Assembly in New York, President Mills pledged Ghana's resolve to continue to contribute troops and police to international peacekeeping efforts of the world body. The country, he said, will however require financial and material support in a timely manner.
It's a long established fact that the UN peacekeeping and peace building activities have contributed immensely to the UN's efforts towards the maintenance of international peace and security over the years. We observe, however, that this accomplishment continues to take on complex dimensions which require long-term planning and urgent reforms in order to enable the UN tackle the challenges which crop up. It is in this regard that Ghana reaffirms its support for the ongoing reform agenda being undertaken by the UN in consultation with the troop and police contributing countries. We do, however, want to emphasize that there is the need for regular tripartite consultations.
President Mills said Ghana supports the proposed arms trade treaty. This is because these small arms and light weapons can be used to cause conflicts and mayhem.
Another issue that we are following with keen interest is the proposed arms trade treaty, the ATT for short. Ghana fully supports this and thinks it is necessary. Hence, our satisfaction thus far with the outcomes of the preparatory committee meetings held in New York last year and also February, March this year. As a nation, we consider a strong and effective ATT as an indispensable step in preventing the flow of arms to destinations where they can cause mayhem and wreak havoc by fueling conflicts that may in turn undermine national and then regional peace, security and development.
On women empowerment, President Mills called on member states to break all forms of gender stereotyping, which he said are the root causes of gender challenges confronting the world. He said Ghana is making efforts to address gender imbalances to attain the Millennium Development Goal in that regard.
The United Nations reached a significant milestone with the launch of the UN Women, UN Entity for Gender Equality and the Empowerment of Women. It is critical as member states of the international community that we break the gender stereotypes, which are after all the root causes of the myriad of gender inequality challenges facing us around the world. Ghana's efforts are focused on addressing the gender imbalances and misconceptions and also improving the living conditions of women and girls. Bearing in mind that in solving the gender issue, we'll be taking concrete steps towards the attainment of a majority of the Millennium Development Goals. It is our expectation that the objectives of the UN Women would be met.
President Mills.